Hull House Podcast. We are back this week with another one of the really fun podcasts that got us up on our feet and learning about something new. We learned about the e-bike segment. Never ridden an e-bike before, but South Shore Cycles, a new business on Nantasket Beach, gave us the privilege of trying them out, and we sat down for a podcast to learn a little bit more about what they're doing and how they're paving way for a new form of transportation. So definitely check out the podcast. Here we go. Hull House South Shore Cycles.
All right, we are back at Paragon Boardwalk. This is our second podcast here. Second time me even saying this. Long story short, yeah, we got cut off by some music, but we are here, we're rolling. And the past hour and a half has been pretty interesting. We went on quite the excursion, right, boys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's been great. It's a perfect night down here in Hull, Mass. It's tough to beat. Mid-June, little breeze. We took some nice e-bikes from Nantasket Beach all the way down to beautiful Sunset Point. Gorgeous. And I tell you, those e-bikes, they were purring.
I'd say we're masters by now, though. Yeah. I feel like if they give out licenses for those things on master courses,
I don't know, but they should. That's something that we can get into. And all of it, huge thank you to Billy from South Shore Cycles, a new business.
Absolutely.
That potentially, depending on when we release this, either might be open or is opening soon. Either way, you want to stay posted on the opening.
Oh, we'll be open.
It'll be open. They love it there.
We got the keys. Love the place is open.
And bikes are ready. Bikes are ready. They're charged up. They're ready to go.
Yep. So it's been awesome. Even just like, you know, because me, Billy and I met a few nights ago, and he kind of explained the whole, like, you know, the product line and a lot of what goes into what you guys are doing. And then even today, obviously, as we're riding and we're learning more about the actual products themselves, the industry, we were talking about some of the obstacles, you know, with like the back orders and all that. Fascinating, because for us, like, or I'll speak for myself, I know nothing about e-bikes. I know nothing about the industry. I know nothing about the products, anything at all. And so it's been super insightful to be able to talk to you and just learn about it. So,
yeah, so let's hear about the business model that you guys are working on.
So we've got a couple different models. The model that we're really concentrating on right now is having a bike shop in Hull. Hull needs a bike shop. We've heard it all the time. And what we're going to do is going to spice it up a little bit and not only have regular bicycles, but we're going to have electric bicycles. Mostly pedal assist, but we have a variety of bikes from Swagtron, and Mark can talk about that a little bit. And we're also going to dip into their scooter assortment as well. So if you want to tell us a little bit about Swagtron, Mark?
Sure. They're a leading provider of bikes. And really, I think you'll see today or in the future when Bill opens the place up, you're going to have a great selection of boards to ride and bikes. But I think you're going to do rental and service and bike rental. Yeah, so I think it's great. And like you guys said, the bikes, the beach down here, the sunlight at night, it's fantastic. The atmosphere couldn't be better. And I think it's something we all need.
Absolutely. And especially, I'm sure a lot of people down here in Hull, they haven't tried it before. It was my first time riding it. I was a little nervous. I'm not the most experienced bike rider, but it was a breeze. And it made it a lot easier to ride a bike.
Yes, because, I mean, we were probably, I don't know, it wasn't even a mile that we went, but I was still worried about the ride back. I was like, oh, it's going to be brutal coming back.
Your quads are going to be burning, yeah.
Yeah, we did a lot of shots for B-roll, so we're doing laps, and, you know, we're out there for quite a while, and I was like, man, this ride back is going to be awful on my legs. But no, it was so smooth.
A breeze, yeah.
It's so amazing smooth, the pedal assist had the power of the bike. I just assumed, you know, you'd push a button, you'd get the power, but it was like one pedal and boom, you're going off, you're taking
it. Kind of just feels like a guy's pushing you back as you're going.
You
feel totally in control. It's nothing scary about it. It really was a blast.
On the Swagtron, right? You got the full throttle on the...
Yeah,
the only class two, so there's three classes of e-bikes right now. Oh, sorry about that. There's three classes of e-bikes, and... class one is what most everybody was riding today, which is pedal assist, 20 miles an hour. I was riding a class two, which pedal assist and a throttle.
Yeah.
And then a few of you were doing the class threes, which is pedal assist up to 28 miles an hour, which you won't find a lot of those. But most of the bikes that we'll carry are going to be class one.
So get in early so you can get the class threes, because that thing will open up.
It was a
blast.
Furious.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Absolutely. And there's so much that's so fascinating about what, you know, the whole concept of this, which in general would always be super interesting, but especially the fact, you know, coming out of COVID and, like, the way that people's, like, transportation habits have changed, and there's so much around it. Even the fact of just wanting to get outside, you know. One thing, obviously, like, very easily, people may not want to go on public transportation and, like, looking for alternative methods that don't involve sitting in traffic. This is an option, you know. People wanting to get outside, especially now that it's, like, nice out. This is an option, and there's so much around it. So good and bad, you know, for COVID, obviously, like, these are some, like, great things that we're bringing out of ourselves to want to do this. Obviously, some negative things too. We talked about back orders as far as, like, which is, like, an, you know, not just this industry. This is, like, every industry has, you know, computer chips, you name it. Everything is, like, suffering. Yeah, chicken wings, everything. Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Everything is in a shortage. So if you want to walk us through a little bit about, like, some of the obstacles you faced and also kind of some of the things that might have influenced you. I mean, obviously, like, it may not have been your intention that, you know, coming out of COVID, this is why you wanted to do this or coming into it. But nonetheless, timing-wise, it just so happens that we're kind of coming out of this whole pandemic and you guys are starting this business.
Yeah, so the company, my day job, I work for E-Bikes 508 out of Plymouth. And they were a pre-owned motorcycle dealership for a long time. And the owner, Alan Baraka, we call him AV, he got on an e-bike one day and fell in love. And they started carrying...
I can see how he would, honestly, after going today.
Oh, yeah.
A blast.
And he's an avid bike rider. He's been a motocross, he's regular bike. But when he got on an e-bike, he fell in love. And he says, we got to carry these things. And immediately they invested heavily in the inventory. And good thing they did, because they didn't... Nobody could see pandemic happening, COVID-19. But when that hit, all the factories were shut down. All the supply chains were limited. They had invested heavily in the inventory, which they're benefiting from today. We have the largest supply of e-bikes probably on the Northeast. They have about 600 in stock still. But right now what we're seeing is the forecasting from all the factories, all of them, the components, the e-bikes. There's definitely a huge shortage, and some of the supplies that we have today aren't even forecasting for 2021 anymore. They're like, let's start taking orders for 2022. And it's putting a damper on the entire bike industry. They did benefit, though. The 2020 for the bike industry was incredible. They sold 18 months worth of supply in 6 months. So if you had stock, you sold it out. Right now, some of the bike shops, the smaller bike shops, are going out of business because they can't get bikes anymore, and it's sad.
It's unfortunate. It's one of the unfortunate repercussions of what's been going on.
But it again, an effect of COVID is people want to get out. They want to try new things. People down in Hull try out new things, get down to the bike shop, try it out. It's a blast. It was all of our first times riding it, right? Doing e-bikes.
And what a way to get introduced to something like that. Like I think we were talking about earlier, like it's kind of a lofty commitment to jump right into the e-bike world and go out and get yourself one. It's so convenient to be able to just go up and say, you know, I want to try this out. Like, we, you know, for a day, for this long.
And you've got a perfect ride going from Nantasket. Get it in Nantasket, drive down to the gut, to the windmill, turn around, drive right back. It's tough to beat.
The ability, park. Once you're parked, you have the ability to move around town and see the beauty of Hull, go down to the gut, go to Sunset Point and move around. And, you know, traditionally what you'd have, you'd park and you'd be stuck. And if you moved your car, you're gone. But I think to your point earlier, the whole industry has changed. The bike industry has just skyrocketed and the demand has been really high. And it's tied to COVID, but also people realize they want to be mobile. The ease of use, I mean, the fact that you can put it in the back of your car and park a car and then move around an area is so cool.
Yeah, and something that we've kind of touched on, I guess, now, which is such a great point, is that, like, you know, there is a, I don't even want to say learning curve. That might not be the right thing. But what we say, it's a lofty commitment. It's something that, you know,
I was thinking all day. I was a little intimidated about getting on the e-bike. I thought the thing was going to be, you know, there's sending my ass down Nantasket.
I don't even want to say misconceptions, but so many things that, like, because of the unfamiliarities, if you haven't been on one, you have all these concerns. Like, yeah, is it going to be too fast? Can I manage it? Can I handle it? Am I physically capable of riding one?
Well, yeah, but I look at it as like the bike. You look at a bike sometimes as considered an exercise. That, to me, that's fun.
Yes.
Tonight, we moved around. If someone said to me, hey, you want to get on a bike and go to Sunset Point and come back, it'll be about an hour. I would say, no, never mind. Yeah. Now it's like, you know, let's go again.
Yeah, your quads would be on fire. Your calves would still be burning like 2 days later, and they're fine. A couple beers right now, it'll heal up the muscles in your quads. Yeah. Come to the Paragon Boardwalk after you drop off the bike. It's tough to beat, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's bikes before beers.
Yes. We got to make that very clear.
Yes, yes. This is post-bike ride that we're doing the pod right now.
Did
absolutely.
Not pre-record this at 3 p.m. before going out there.
No.
No, but honestly, it really is such a great model for getting people to try something new. Because like I said, I guess it is a learning curve. You know, to go out and say, I'm going to just buy an e-bike. I've never been on one before. If you don't even bike, then forget about it. It's not even an option, right? But to actually have the option to try it. And, you know, I know you guys have some ideas as well for like how to really get people kind of onto it without really fully committing to purchasing one. Because they can be kind of pricey too sometimes, you know. And you guys have come up with creative ways of getting people on board, trying it. And I could say from personal experience, you know, now going on one once, I would certainly go on it twice.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't know what to, you know, I wouldn't walk in and just buy one. But like now that I've tried it, if I rent it a few times, all of a sudden I know what I want to spend. I know what I want in terms of performance. And that's the key, is just the fact that you have an opportunity now to try it. And I think, you know, it takes biking to another level. To me, it was always like, you know, that's what the kids do. Well, who doesn't want to be a kid? So you got a bike now you're flying.
Wind in your hair. And again, this is the perfect playground. Hull, Massachusetts has got to be one of the best bike spots in the entire country.
For all people who are not in Hull that are listening, you got to come down here.
Get down here, rent a bike, go down again to Sunset Point, then go back up to Kimberma, take the left, go down to the Gut, and then drop the bike off and come to Paragon Boardwalk. It's a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.
So I know we touched on this earlier, but what's the fleet looking like right now? What's the demand look like for, you know, you guys personally? How many people can get down there? Are we going to have a line out the door to try and use the bikes? What's it going to look like, do you think, for the next couple months?
Well, for the first couple months, we feel like we're going to sell pretty quick. We have a limited supply of bikes right now because of COVID. Trying to get bikes for rental is very difficult, where we are partnering up with Swagtron to help us with that shortage. The location in Hull is a satellite location. It's only 660 square feet. We're trying to get more space from the DCR across in the parking lot, trying to rent a couple containers. But I would definitely go online and reserve your bikes. We're going to probably start renting them next week. The one thing that we are going to offer as well, and I think you touched on this, is if you haven't ridden an e-bike before, you know, having that experience offered to you is very difficult without buying one. So we're going to do it. We have a try it before you buy it program where you can come into the shop, find a bike that you want to purchase. If you're not 100% sure, you can rent it for a week. And if you want to keep it, you like it, we can purchase it right online for you. We can make that happen. Or you just bring the bike back and you just pay the rental fee for the week.
This is so cool about what you guys are doing, is that it's so educational and it gets people in the door, because you guys could be the high and mighty e-bike guys and go, you know, we have the greatest product in the world. Like it or love it, we don't care. You should already know about it. And you guys aren't like that. You guys, like, I think there's a certain realization of, like, this is an awesome product. Some people may not know about this, but they should know about it. And the fact that you guys are finding new ways to, you know, really bring that out, this in itself is really awesome.
And the try it before you buy it model just takes all the intimidation away from
completely
paying for it. And again, like we were talking about, I was kind of all day, I'm kind of like sweating in my pits. Like, man, I'm kind of shitty at riding a bike. I'm a little nervous. Had a perfect kick up, like on the back of you. You can cruise down. Don't get tired. I didn't sweat a drop. I don't know any of you guys, right?
Me neither.
Any
no,
of you guys
no.
Sweating the entire
not with
time?
That whole
no.
breeze either.
No, yeah, it was perfect. So that...
If you want to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Turn
great
it down.
Point. Great point.
Yeah, go all the way to the Gut.
One of the misconceptions on e-bikes, from a regular bike perspective, is that you're cheaters, and really, it's not the case. And we challenge anybody that rides a regular bike in Hull that doesn't like an e-bike or thinks we're cheaters to come on down to the shop at 155 Nantasket Ave and try one out.
Yeah, because come race me.
$20
a race.
You can get a good exercise. I promise.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Get your normal bike. I'll ride the e-bike. We can race down the Ave. And, $25 a race. The Hull House bike race.
The Hull House, yeah, bike marathon, whatever you want to call it.
Tour to Hull House.
We are going to start a bike club, the Hull House Bike Club.
Yes,
absolutely.
We will.
That'd be
there
great.
There will surely be some form of follow-up of content with Sunshine Cycles, that's for sure. But no, this was really such an awesome evening for us. It's super eye-opening, and now I can go tell all my friends that I have been on an e-bike, and you got to go try it. Yeah, absolutely.
It's so worth it. And again, like, you don't have to freaking buy one. You don't have to go search far and wide to go try and rent one and put it in the back of your truck. Get it on Nantasket Ave and ride it down the street. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. So now the million-dollar question is here for everybody listening. Where exactly can they find you? How can they keep up to date with everything? Location-wise, social media, everything. What is the plug? Because if you're listening to this right now and you've made it this far in the podcast, you are so committed. You got to get down here. You really have to get down here and try one out yourself.
So we are located right on Nantasket Ave, 155 Nantasket Ave. It's the Berkeley Place, white building right next to Nantasket Flats. And we're within walking distance from the Paragon, which we are today. If you want to follow us, you can go on SouthShoreCycles.com. You can follow us on Instagram. That's how we found these guys. And I advise you signing up sooner than later. We are going to start renting bikes next week, and we're going to fill up pretty quickly. We are offering bikes to the hotels in Nantasket Beach. So if you are staying at Nantasket Beach hotels, you just tell the front desk that you want to rent a bike and we'll deliver it to you. You don't have to leave the hotel.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is really cool. So make sure you also just stay down at one of the hotels. Have a whole weekend down here.
Yeah, support the local economy. You know, it's been a tough year, 2020, and this is the time to start supporting local businesses, start supporting local podcasts, follow us on Instagram, Hull House.
Everything, all the above. We can't stress it enough. The greatest summer is upon us. This is going to be quite the summer, and it's great that we're all out here. We're able to do this
and spend it with your ass sitting on an e-bike.
Yeah, seriously. So thank you guys so much for listening, Hull House Podcast.
This is great, guys.
You know where to find us. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you listen to podcasts, Instagram, you name it. Alrighty,
love you guys. Peace.
Thanks again for listening to Hull House Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Hull House, H-U-L-L-H-A-U-S. New episodes dropping every week, so stay tuned wherever you're listening.